ruler as far as mm-hmm. I was concerned. Mm-hmm. And I said, my mother was my protection. Mm-hmm. She was one that when I hurt my finger, I went to and mm-hmm. got up against her apron and cried. Mm-hmm. And she'd pat my head and go doctored. And my dad was stalwart, and I looked on to him for the strong side. Mm-hmm. And I said, I never thought of cessing. Mm-hmm. I said, there have been times when I reached that adolescent age that I didn't always agree with them. Mm-hmm. And I would question in my own mind, well, for instance, if I was going to one of these old square dances and had already been to about three that week, my dad said, mm-hmm. son, you better slow down now. You've gone too many. I'd ask myself, well, why? What difference would it make? Mm-hmm. But it did make a difference because he wanted to let me know that there was rules and regulations, discipline in that house, mm-hmm. and that he was the one that sets the rules. Mm-hmm. Later on, this son here of mine, when one of his children would ask him a question, he would always get them around in front of him and explain this to mm-hmm. them mm-hmm. and ask them, did they understand it? Mm-hmm. And as a result, he found out all the kids were ganging around listening. Uh-huh. And they had an understanding. Mm-hmm. He'd tell them why. Mm-hmm. Why you can't do this or why you shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. Of course, like he said the other day, he's got one girl that hasn't strictly adhered to that. She's kind of a wild one. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything unusual, but mm-hmm. not the petite, easygoing kind that mm-hmm. Some of the others are. And, but the first thing that to make a home go good is that there's got to be some respect there. Mm-hmm. And someone in anything you go has got to be the boss, mm-hmm. if you want to use that word. Mm-hmm. I supervised work for 40 years in factories. And people would call me boss or refer to me as boss. I said, well, I don't like to be called boss. Well, why? I said, because that sounds like that I've got the final say. Uh-huh. And I said, I'm always open to suggestions and gripes and so forth, and we'll talk about it, and I'll think it over. And I said, I'd rather be called your supervisor, mm-hmm. and because I do supervise your work and instruct you. And I said, I never did like the word boss. Now, mm-hmm. if a fellow use it, one sense, like say, well, the boss won't allow me to do this, that, and the other, that's different. But mm-hmm. just to say, hey, boss, how about so-and-so? Mm-hmm. I never did like that. A lot of people felt biggity about it, mm-hmm. being called mm-hmm. boss, but it always made me feel like that I was on one pedestal and they were on another. Better. In effect, you are, mm-hmm. except there's a leveling place to where you've got to understand your people and they've got mm-hmm. to understand you. That's maybe off the subject.
Oh, well, it was interesting. Did you have to carry wood into the house?
Yeah, we had a wood box.
A wood box. Well, now, if you were talking about the amount of wood you could carry your arms at one time, you'd say that'd be one arm.
An arm load, yeah.
An arm load. How about... Did you ever, talking about people who carried wood from one place to another, who picked it up one place, dropped it off at another place, how would they measure that? How was wood measured?
You mean if you're buying it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's measured by, some of them call it a rick, uh-huh. and some call it a rink. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I was right, I don't know, but a rick is 4 foot. Well, you put two posts 8 foot apart, mm-hmm. and you stack it, you quarter it in there, mm-hmm. layer it in there, mm-hmm. 4 foot high.